Okay, Adrian, do you want to get us started
Yeah, of
with what
course.
we're gonna do? Okay, great.
Yep. All right. Yeah. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in this afternoon or this evening or morning, wherever you're at. We're excited to have this space today with Mark from the Greater Austin Asia Chamber of Commerce. We're here today to discuss Dot Austin, the first ever city-centric Web3 TLD. And we'll be going over our backgrounds, how the partnership came together, and how Dot Austin can strengthen the bonds of the community now and in the future. Thank you again for tuning in. My name is Adrian. I'm on the Unstoppable team. And joining me today is our COO, Sandy Carter, and our partner at the Greater Austin Asian Chamber of Commerce, Mark.
Woo-hoo! How is your day going today, Mark?
It's good. It's good. It's a rain, a little bit rainy, but that's always a good time in Austin. And Central Texas always has, you can start out with a thunderstorm in the morning, and then sunshine in the afternoon, and then I guess a nice storm in the evening. So you never know what to expect, but it's all good.
Ooh, I just got to see, I was just there at South by Southwest, of course, because I was there with you. And I got to see a few bluebonnets, which are is always my favorite time of the year. Are they still out and
Oh,
blooming?
absolutely. Oh, absolutely. And not just the bluebonnets. There's a whole range of wildflowers. It's gorgeous. You drive down the road and you just think, this is a nice place to live.
Awesome. Okay. Why don't you share a little bit about your background and what the Greater Austin Asian Chamber of Commerce is and its mission and some of the factoids that I learned about you guys at South by Southwest about the growing population in Austin would be really cool, Mark.
Yeah, it is really cool. So it's really strange, right? So my mother's family is Irish Scottish. My father's family is a bunch of Yankees from Greater Boston. I was born and grew up in Rhodesia and then South Africa. So I grew up, on the continent of Africa. Moved to Austin in the 90s. Loved it. Thought it was crazy. Didn't want to leave. I worked for Motorola in the tech sector, semiconductors actually. They sent me to China. It was supposed to be a 6-month assignment and became basically 25 years. So I spent 25 years bouncing around different parts of Asia, came back to Austin a couple of years ago and joined the chamber, and they asked me to lead as CEO, lead the community. So what's really cool there is, I guess part of it is to do with COVID and how people just started to want to work from home and then figured out that Austin is an incredible place to work from home. So we've had massive, I think Austin's like the fastest growing city in the country. And the Asian community is the fastest growing community in the city. So the Asian population in Austin has more than doubled in the past decade, and it's expected to double and double again. So basically my role in the chamber is just to catch up with that growth and make sure that the chamber is hip up to and involved with everything Asian as Austin becomes more Asian.
Pretty interesting. I didn't know you were at Motorola either. That's quite fascinating. What did you do for Motorola?
I was in semiconductors, so we were building fabs. And in fact, I went to Tianjin, China in 1995 to build the world's first 200 millimeter wafer fab in China. Very cool, amazing, amazing time. It's going to be part of my book, and you'll have to read about it when the time comes.
Oh, that's really cool. Super.
Yeah, that's really interesting. I actually went to Tianjin once, a long time ago when I was, I think, 10 or 11 years old.
Oh, cool. Yes. Yeah, it's an amazing city. So on the one hand, it's like completely parochial and weird. On the other hand, my grandfather, so here's a weird story, right? Here's how the world turns. My grandfather was in the US Navy, and was in Tianjin the weeks before the bombing of Hiroshima. And they were actually collecting rice, and my grandfather was responsible for working with the Chinese vendors that they had on the streets of Tianjin, collecting grains of rice for the trip over, potential death trip over to Japan. So incredible that my grandfather was there, I was there, and you were there.
Yeah, definitely. And I guess, yeah, for those who may be unfamiliar, could you highlight our recent announcement being the launch of .Austin, the first city-centric Web3 TLD, and tell us more about that?
Yeah, it's super exciting. So for me, I think that, you know, Austin is emerging as one of these incredible places of divinity is the wrong word, but Web3 activations. And so when Sandy approached us with the idea of launching .Austin, I was instantly excited. And then, you know, after 35 seconds of talking to Sandy, who wouldn't agree to do whatever she wants us to do. So there we go. We just decided, let's do it. Let's make it happen. Austin is a progressive, amazing, high-tech innovation city. It's the perfect place to start, you know, a dot city domain.
And then I would just add to that, you know, Mark is very forward thinking. You can hear that in his bio too, right? He was in China years before anybody else was there, was doing things that were pretty darn cool and innovative before anybody else was. And so, you know, what we had done is we had talked to Mark about, you know, how the city might do it, that the city would be the first. And Mark also announced some other really cool things at South by Southwest in the same vein that I think this could be used with too. Like, do you mind, Mark, if we share some of those other announcements? Because this really blends in very nicely with some of the other stuff you announced with Smobler and the Sandbox.
Yeah, absolutely. So no, we were very excited to work with the Sandbox and with Smobler Studios to launch the first, I guess, city metaverse, right? So Smobler Studios is a metaverse architect. They created a city metaverse for Austin, you know, in and around South by Southwest. And so we were thrilled to work with Loretta and her team on that. And so Sandy, when you were talking about launching .Austin, it all made perfect sense. So and it remains an incredible combination because, as you know, we're talking about the night market that's coming up in Austin. Mm-hmm. So we're planning to make this really iconic partnership between Unstoppable Domains, you know, the Sandbox, Smobler Studios, and anybody else who wants to get on board. In fact, I was talking to the folks at a CoinDesk. You know, Consensus is coming up in a couple of months. And there's so much convergence around Web3 that .Austin is just the perfect time and place to make it happen. So, Sandy, thank you for bringing us the opportunity, and we won't let you down.
Awesome. And then, you know, the interesting thing is, you know, we also partner with Smobler and the Sandbox. We had released a game. So this now means, you know, as your domain, sandy.austin, there's lots of places you can use that inside of the city-based metaverse as your, you know, as your identity, as you're walking around in the city. And there are also tons of other use cases that Mark and I have talked about too for Austin. So I thought this was the perfect fit for Mark being the CEO and leader of the Greater Asian Austin Chamber of Commerce, as well as for such an innovative city as Austin. Just truth in advertising, I've lived there twice. I've told my husband if we move there again, I will not leave because it is just such a high energy city and location as well. So it really seemed like, you know, a really great and a perfect fit for doing a city domain.
And Sandy, yeah. Additionally into the Sandbox utilities, could you share how Unstoppable Domains are used for anybody who is interested in their utility or maybe a traditional Web2 user?
Yeah, so we believe that utility is greater than hype. So we want to make sure that every one of these digital identities has value and has purpose. So I can't go through all 1,000 use cases, but just a couple of use cases that I think are really interesting. One of the most popular is the ability to chat through our badging system with everybody in a community. This is really important. Anybody in Web2 knows the ability to communicate with someone and all the different options that are out there, but being able to do it in a segmented way and an encrypted way is really powerful. So for example, when we launched Dot Austin, we did a badge for everyone who was there and got their Dot Austin during South by Southwest. So now Mark or anybody at this in the city of Austin could chat with all of those folks who bought a Dot Austin during South by Southwest and ask them questions about, you know, what was it like? What improvements could we make for next year? You know, how could we do things better? What were the restaurant choices like? How did you like the music? And that, you know, focus on community and communication is so extremely valuable. So that's one of the big use cases. Also, of course, because it's based on the blockchain, you can use Sandy.Austin to transact in crypto. We do about 30,000 transactions every week, millions a year, where people are just transitioning or resolving that name to a crypto wallet name. You can do email with it. You can do gamer tags. You can log into metaverses, games, DeFi apps. There's 175 wallets that we support. So there's just a ton of different things that we see as the use cases for this. If you're interested in all of them, which we don't have time to go to all through all thousand today, you can go up to our website called unstoppablemarketplace.com. All of our partners are listed there. It's sorted by the function that they bring. For example, Atari is there under gaming. So if you wanted to use your Sandy.Austin for your Atari gamer tag, you can do that. You can see finance applications out there, metaverses, wallets, DAOs, you name it. You can see all of that out there on that site.
Perfect. And Mark, I'm actually really curious. How do you envision Dot Austin domains strengthening the bonds of the community in the Austin area now and in the future?
Yeah, that's a great question. You know, so basically we're a chamber of commerce, right? So the Greater Austin Asian Chamber of Commerce, GAACC, it's a mouthful, but we're really focused on bringing commercial business opportunities to our members, right? That's what chambers of commerce do. But we also have a vision for the future and creating a pathway to possibility, right? And who the hell knows what's going to happen next? So our vision is community. And that ties in so well with Web3. It ties in with unstoppable domains. It's about having assets, right? It's about having personality. It's about owning your profile, if that's the right word. So we're just excited to figure this out together with you guys at Unstoppable Domains. It's really about our members. It's about developing a local identity that's tied to the community, that's tied to us, unique IDs. How do we tie, you know, members to each other? How do we connect and embrace their connectivity, right? How do we, you know, I'll be frank that, you know, Asians are incredibly good at hiding from, you know, especially from Caucasians, right? So part of my role in the chamber is to really embrace, accelerate, activate the Asianness of the community here. And so finding ways to do that that are elegant and graceful and sexy and magic is really what I'm trying to do. I think there's ways that we can showcase, you know, perfect parts of culture. There's ways that we can showcase, you know, community support. There's ways that we can be local and global. So yeah, we're just excited about beginning this journey with you guys.
And community, I think, is also really important, right, Mark? I mean, for this, especially your community and in yes. particular, but I think overall, right? How do you rate community?
Community, in my mind, community is top of everything. You know, again, going back to a chamber of commerce, right? If you think of it in its most narrow form, you know, your job is as a chamber is to execute, you know, narrow, you know, chamber of commerce type stuff. But in my mind, it all starts actually with community. So, and in fact, that's part of the magic of the Asian Chamber, is that we have this incredible pan-Asian community with so many cultures, ethnicities, languages, foods, arts, musics. And so our community is so diverse, it's so exciting, there are so many possibilities that, you know, every time I think about what do we do next, I go back to that question, okay, what's best for the community? How do we make sure that we're building a community in everything that we do?
100%. Community is extremely important. And Sandy, could you also inform our listeners on how UD badges work and how these could maybe tie into a city TLD such as Dot Austin?
Yeah, sure. Let me also post up, I'll pin up here too, kind of an example of what this could look like as well. But let me start out by just talking about what a badge is. So a badge really represents a community, and the owner of the badge gets to define how the community gets built. So for example, a community could be just people who own Dot Austin. It could be people who went to South by Southwest. It could be someone who takes specific actions. So for example, we also announced Dot Pudgy for Pudgy Penguins, and one of their badges is an ambassador badge, which showcases that they are out there actively tweeting and using social media for the Pudgy Penguins. And so each of the communities is very different and very focused on what the owner of that community wants to emphasize. Now, once you have that badge, the badge or the community, then you can use one of the functions inside of Unstoppable to do what we call a group chat. And the group chat is everybody who has that badge is in the group chat. Let's take Austin. So Mark is the owner of the Austin community in that particular form, could get in there and say to the whole community, hey, how did you like South by Southwest? What do you think about Dot Austin? He could ask, what do you think should be one of the first things we do? Give you 10% off parking downtown on Saturday because it's expensive? Or, you know, what is it that you want us to do as rewards or as a benefit here? So that's really powerful, right? I mean, the whole mantra is the community is the project. The project is the community. So now with that badge or that community, you can chat with them. You can seek input. You can help them design a roadmap. You can inform them. So for example, Mark had this amazing event at the, I think it was new, Mark, that library, which was gorgeous. Was that a new library?
It's fairly new, yes. And it is a gorgeous, gorgeous public library, maybe one of the most beautiful in the world.
It is beautiful. And so Mark hosted an event there at, you know, as part of the South by Southwest track. And that event was in the library. So he could do all kinds of different things around that with that community. He had a community there in person in real life. And now he can extend that in real life community digitally as well and continue the conversation, keep them all engaged and keep them moving forward. So I find that, you know, that group chat capability that comes with the community badges is really important. And then of course, you know, the field is wide open for what Austin wants to do in the future too.
100%. Yeah. The group chat's amazing for building community and most importantly, keeping community. And on that same topic, now that Dot Austin, the first city-centric TLD, is officially released, how would you say this paves the way for other cities across the globe?
If you're talking to me, we've already been approached by multiple cities, some of which, you know, have some very interesting things, some of which are waiting to see what Austin does. One, in fact, Mark, I haven't even told you this, one city said, I knew that Austin would be the one that went first because they're so innovative.
Exactly. We are. I mean, this is the amazing place where amazing things happen.
It is really true. It's one of the reasons I want to get back there for sure. So we've had lots of other interests from lots of other cities. And I know we've got a bunch of whales on here. And I thank my whales for showing up. You can see them doing their all the 100%. So they're really excited as well. And Mark, you may not know this yet or not, but for a brand new TLD out of the gate, Austin is doing extremely well out of the gate. And I think that's because people realize the potential that the city TLD has as they move forward. And also the value that it brings, right? People want to yes. invest in something that has value. So,
yeah. And Austin has that echo is the wrong word, right? But Austin has that vibe. I remember, you know, if we backtrack all the way to the beginning of this conversation, the reason why I ended up in Austin in the 90s was because I read an article that said, you know, here is the top 10 cities of the world. So I read this article like in the 80s or 90s, I guess late 80s. And it was just an article in some magazine talking about the 10 top cities of the world. And of course, Barcelona, London, Paris, New York, and Austin was in there, and it just captured my imagination. And so I'm thankful for whoever wrote that article, whoever captured or sensed that magic that is Austin, because it's real, it's vibrant, and it's happening.
Yeah, and I'll just say I penned up to the top because Austin is a brand new TLD. Mark and I decided to go ahead and do a premium drop. So if you understand a premium drop are those that are the highest, most valued TLD secondary domains that are out there. I just posted it up there. If you haven't seen it, you should go check it out because there are some really cool ones like Cowgirl and some single digits and everything too. And then I also just posted up there kind of a vision for what a TLD for a city could look like, something we presented at South by Southwest as well. And again, you know, the great people of Austin, the innovative people of Austin will come up with even more and better ideas. But just so you see those, both of those are pinned to the top. So if you're interested in those, check those out as well.
Perfect. And in regards to this new TLD, have you two secured any .Austin domains yet?
I have for sure. I've got a couple actually, but I'll let you go first.
No, I sent a long list to Sandy. I don't know if you guys have captured
yeah,
them yet.
Yeah, we did.
But it starts with like Elon.Austin, right? I mean, what else, how else are you going to start, right?
And you've got Mark.Austin already.
I do. Yes, indeed.
And I have SandyCarter.Austin and Sandy.Austin. But I also got some, I had to wait because, of course, I don't want to be out there very, you know, first and grabbing some away from our customers. But I did get some really cool ones around I love, which .Austin, because I do love Austin. So I also grabbed some other cool ones, too. I really wanted cowboy or cowgirl, but some of those are now in our bank for what we're getting ready to do, what our premium drop today. So, yeah, there are some cool ones out there. So if you haven't seen them, go grab them. Because Mark, I think some of the things that Austin stands for are things like weird, and people, if they've never been to Austin, one of the mantras of Austin is keep Austin weird, right?
Yeah, exactly. And you know, and there's all kinds of ways to define what weird could mean to you, me, or anybody else. But the idea is like, let's keep Austin open. Let's keep Austin innovative. Let's keep Austin imagining possibilities, which is why Sandy, when you came to me with the idea of .Austin, it was like, we've got to figure out how to make this happen because Austin is weird and it's an awesome city and let's embrace the future and let's dive in and figure out what, you know, what comes next.
Yeah, for sure. And what are some other things that you think Austin stands for? I know like cowboy, cowgirl, I've been to a lot of rodeos there. What other things come to mind for you for Austin?
Well, of course, you know, barbecue comes to mind. There's some incredible barbecue. There's a legacy, not only, you know, Austin City, but surrounding areas. For example, Elgin or Lockhart. There's some incredible barbecue-based cuisines that are really fabulous. They've got some influences from France or the Creoles or, you know, sort of New Orleans. But anyway, so barbecue is one for sure. Sports is another, obviously the Longhorns, mm-hmm. right? The University of Texas Longhorns, whether that's basketball or football or baseball, incredible, incredible organization, UT. But also, you know, music, Stevie Ray Vaughan, right? Think of SRV and the incredible music that he created right here in Austin. His brother, Jimmy Vaughan, is still here, still performing. we call ourselves the music capital of the world, and that music is still a vibrant part of the community, of the culture. And then with tech, I mean, this is incredible tech explosion. And it goes all the way back to, you know, I guess to, you know, companies like Motorola, like IBM, like Intel, like Texas Instruments in the, let's call it the old days. But the modern tech happening here in Austin is incredible. Whether it's companies like Samsung investing billions of dollars with their semiconductor plant in Taylor, we've got life sciences, we've got quantum computing. I think the most advanced quantum computing company in the world, whether it's the pure theory or the actual physical hardware, is right here in Austin. So there's just this incredible array of innovation, technology, art, music, culture. It's just a magical place. And so .Austin is just perfect.
Definitely. And I'm actually pretty interested. Could you tell us more about the upcoming night market in Austin?
I would love to. So what we want to do is, you know, you can think, I don't know if anybody on this call, if you guys have been to a night market before, but there's something, you know, organic, exciting, dynamic, it's vibrant. You can smell and see the lights and sights and sounds of food and culture and just positive energy. So we're trying to create that, but we're trying to do it in a way that both embraces, you know, primarily, of course, Asian culture and community, but also just makes for a delightful experience. So we're planning to have a, let's call it an urban night market experience every year. So sort of, I don't know, not rusty, but really urban essential, you know, you can just see the buildings and the surroundings and the alleyways and that kind of sense of urban connectivity once a year. And then we're going to have a suburban event as well, more of a festival. But this upcoming event is going to be happening just prior to Consensus. And we're working with Unstoppable Domains. We're working with the Sandbox, Smobbler. And we want to really create a multi-dimensional physical and, I guess, digital experience. So you can walk in. We're going to have sumo wrestlers. We're going to have Muay Thai fighters. We're going to have K-pop. We're going to have anime, cosplay. The whole idea is to really embrace and celebrate Asian art, culture, community in Austin. And so we're still figuring out what that means, but it's going to be super cool. And Sandy, I'm so thankful that you're going to be part of it.
Yeah, I can't wait. I can't wait to attend. So I've been to several night markets. Anybody else out there been to night markets? If you live in Asia, you've probably been. I've been to one in Korea. I've been to the one in Hong Kong, which was fabulous. I've also been to one in Singapore. I think that's kind of cool too. So if you haven't been to one, you should definitely try it. And it is right before Consensus. So if any of you guys are going to Consensus, you should come and experience it as well.
And Mark, do you mind telling us about a use case that you wish you could have today for the city of Austin using the .Austin TLD?
Now you put me on the spot. I'm thinking probably parking. Right, I think most of us have parking phobia, where we've got to drive downtown and figure out, okay, my goodness, where am I going to park and how am I going to be there on time? Where do I go? What do I do? Parking would be amazing. But another one would just be like alumni, right? Think about whether you're a Boy Scout, right? And you had that connection with your troop, but you were part of something bigger, or whether you're, you know, an Auburn Tiger or you're a UT grad, or it's really that creating that sticky connectivity that transcends, you know, day-to-day life. It's just like it's always part of what you do. So I guess, you know, practical application, parking, you know, more of a sexy application. How do we like just create sticky personal connections that gravitate across, you know, ages and experiences.
Awesome. Okay, good to know. And Sandy, are there educational use cases for .Austin domains in schools and universities?
Yeah, so one of the ones that we would love to do is to be able to tokenize a diploma for a school and have that be represented in your digital identity. And why is that important? Well, I was just reading an article from LinkedIn, and it showed that almost a third of people who list a school on their LinkedIn profile didn't go to that school, which tells you a lot, right? Because there is no trust verification on LinkedIn. You can essentially put anything you want to put up on your LinkedIn profile, and there's really no one who's going to double click on it or check out and say, did Sandy really go to Duke University? And so with a digital identity, you know, it'd be great if Mark and I could work together and get like your diploma from University of Texas at Austin digitized and placed inside that .Austin digital identity, or even just certifications, right? The school, the city does a lot of continuing education. When I read there, I took a sign language class. One of my best friends is deaf, and so I signed to her. And so, you know, even that certificate that I could sign 101, not 201 or 301, being in my .Austin profile would be, I think, very powerful use cases. So I think education is a really big one. And then, you know, if you think about it for businesses, like when I was there, I met with the CEO of AMD. I think the whole senior leadership of AMD is there in Austin. And one of the things she was telling me is that recruiters will do, you know, they have schools that they target, and they'll go and pull LinkedIn profiles from people who graduated from schools. And they were also seeing like a third of the people who said they graduated from a school like University of Texas actually didn't graduate from that school. And they don't find it out until later on in the recruiting process. So that could be a great thing to do for Austin, but also a great expense saver for companies as well, so that they don't get too far down the path before they recruit somebody as well. So I think that could be a really cool one.
Definitely. That's a huge use case. And both to Mark and Sandy here, how could .Austin domains contribute to local cultural preservation and storytelling, do you think?
Do you want to go first, Mark, or do you want me to?
Sure. I guess I still need to think through that, because that's a great question. And that's what really one of the cool things about Austin is that, you know, it starts with, you know, keep Austin weird, but there's really a sense of personality around the city, if that makes sense. There's really a sense of, this is a special place. Let's all treat it well. Let's appreciate, enjoy, respect, embrace, just delight in the fact that this is just an amazing city. So all of that energy is there. And so when I think about .Austin, I think about, okay, so I don't have an answer to your question, but I think that does fit into that Austin magic, right? That keep Austin weird magic. So I don't have an answer now, but I will have an answer soon, and it's going to be cool.
Okay, so here's some ideas. I'm actually playing off of you, Mark. So you said music is a big thing that Austin is known for. There could be some sort of cultural badge around, you know, bands that you saw in Austin before they became famous. So I don't even know if you guys remember the Dixie Chicks.
Yes.
I saw the Dixie Chicks in a bar in Austin that sat maybe 25 people. I sat like I could touch them on the stage before they even became famous. And I think that's one of the things that Austin is known for, right? Is you see these amazing bands
exactly
in small settings. So that could be one badge, right? That could be really cool.
Exactly. Can I say that I smoked a joint with Willie Nelson? Is that appropriate?
Probably.
I actually played, you know, he has a golf course, right? And so I lived across the road from his golf course. Wow, this is going way back. And somehow I bumped into him and his crew at a gas station, and they were getting ready to play golf, and off we went, and it was great. So perhaps, you know,
Willie Nelson badge. Yeah.
The Willie Nelson badge, right. Exactly.
And one of the things, I'm bringing my team down to Austin for an offsite, and we're going to Esther's Follies. If you haven't been to Austin, one of the shows there that is, it's quirky Austin humor. I don't know how long they've even been around, but it's really a fun show. And people that you can see outside. So as they're doing skits, like regular people are walking by, it's kind of fun. But it's, you know, kind of maybe an Esther's Follies. Like I'm part of that historian culture that knows about Esther's Follies could be interesting.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. And then, of course, you can always bump into Joe Rogan if you want to, right?
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
Talking about Follies.
Right? Yeah. Yeah. And then there's, you know, landmark lovers, like you could do something for your, you know, historical preservation, like going to the Capitol's right there. I've had barbecue at that Capitol building before with your Governor Abbott. Anyway, I think there could be tons of these that you could do that are kind of cultural and storytelling, you know, badges in the context of a city like Austin that has that rich history, but also the vibrant
and
culture.
Quirky too,
and quirky,
right?
Yes, yeah. Exactly. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yes.
Oh, exactly. You could do a barbecue badge. Like, I've eaten barbecue at all of these restaurants, right?
Yes.
There's so many. There's
now that's a good idea.
Yeah.
Now that's a good idea.
Yeah. Yeah. So yeah, there's tons of them. Tons of them down, even just downtown, but there's tons of them all over. So that could be a really fun one. We'll have to brainstorm on that one because that might be a fun thing to do for the night market, you know?
Yes, ma'am. I'm just awaiting your return.
Yeah, so we're just so everybody knows. So Unstoppable is going down for the night market. We'll be part of the sponsorship of the night market. Then we've got Consensus, which is, you know, a big brand show that's down there in Austin in the convention center. And then right after that, we've got NamesCon, which, as you guys know, is done with GoDaddy and ICANN and all of those great domainers. So we've got kind of like a week and a half or more of exciting things happening in Austin, Texas.
And so, by the way, you know, and I guess we can make this public, Sandy, but we have a very special VIP space and room during the night market. So if you have special guests that, you know, that want to come enjoy, but also find a place to just chill and, you know, catch their breath, we can take care of that.
Yeah, I see Jason on here. Jason's part of a podcast out of Austin, a top podcast. So we might have to invite Jason to come and join us, as well as some of the whales too, if they can get down to Austin, Texas. That's a great idea. I love it.
Perfect. And on the topic of badges helping with tourism and city branding, how do you think that general.austin domains might facilitate better tourism and city branding, Mark?
Yeah, that another great question. I think that you know, South by Southwest is such a big part of the fabric of come to Austin, experience something incredible. So I would say that a South by Southwest badge would be amazing. And actually, I was just exchanging notes with the CEO of South by Southwest. I won't drop names right now, but I think that tying into something iconic like that would be powerful. But then also creating that lingering magic of more personal experiences like barbecue, like music, like art, experiences that are very personal and sort of community connecting. I'm thinking out loud here, but I can see how we could have like big brand badges like South by Southwest, or we can have very small, intimate, more personal connections. I mean, the possibilities are endless, so super cool.
Awesome. And going to Sandy now, what potential is there for .Austin domains in fostering local innovation and tech startups?
Ooh, so this one, you know, if you looked at the press release, you'll see that Josh Baer, he's the CEO and founder of something called Capital Factory. Capital Factory is the largest accelerator. I think it's in Texas, definitely in Austin. And what he does is he has just amazing help for Austin startups. So I could imagine this would be really cool, Mark. We could have like a unicorn badge that would signify that your yes. startup became a unicorn, right? In Austin. That could be yes. really cool.
Yes.
You could do it by the stages or by, you know, purpose as well. When I was there, I judged a contest for the top AI startups in Austin. And there are some great ones there. Like there's a healthcare startup. We could even do them by category, right? Healthcare, responsible AI, marketing. There's tons of marketing there. So that could be some really cool adventures that we do. And because Austin is such a haven for startups, we could actually brainstorm with them, you know, with Josh and team as well, to say, what would actually help the startups? Like I'm looking for funding. You know, funding's really hard to get. Female founders, Mark, that could be another good one. Female founders in Austin.
Yes, yes, absolutely. And there's some incredible leaders in that space that we can work with. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yes.
So I think some of those could be really interesting too. And again, you know, you have to remember, you're not getting just the badge to get the badge. You're getting the badge so that now you have this, it's a fantastic way, not just to acknowledge or celebrate an entrepreneur, but to also start the communication flow. Because once you have the badge, you know, let's say Josh could say, I want all my Capital Factory startups to have this. And, you know, he grabbed a ton for Capital Factory. But now he can actually innovate with them and chat with them and, you know, help them along the way as they're, you know, as they're doing that. Oh, another one I was just thinking about, Pitch Perfect, you know, because we had in this little startup competition I judged, they judged like the idea, but they also judged the people's pitch, you know, how did they do in pitching and demonstrating and communicating. Anyway, I think there could be lots of things we do here.
Definitely. And going to Mark here, what would you say makes Austin different from most cities that you have visited or lived in throughout your lifetime?
Yeah, I've actually been thinking about that a lot. And I think my answer is there's two parts to it, to the answer. One is that there is a legacy. There is this sort of quirky sense of history and pride and purpose and legacy, right? And that's all centered around the city itself. You know, the fact that it's, you know, Austin is the state capital. You've got that kind of government, not influence but presence, right? That consistent presence. You've got the University of Texas, which is obviously, you know, one of many of the great schools in the region. So you've got that, I guess, backbone or legacy of pride and confidence and excitement. But then you've also got this incredible injection of energy and dynamism. And I would guess that 20 years ago, when somebody graduated from University of Texas, they were going to move to, you know, San Jose or, you know, San Francisco or Chicago or New York. But today they're staying, right? So we've got now this self, not perpetuating, but we've got an energy which is growing and building and self-confident. So you've got this incredible legacy, but you've also got the sense of new sexy purpose. So it's just a really exciting place to be.
And I'm just going to add in there, Adrian, I know you're not asking me, but I have to say, I think I've visited 89 countries, believe it or not. I've had McDonald's in all 89 too, because I get homesick for our food. But what I see in Austin, and the reason it's one of the most beloved cities, is it's got this vibrant music and art scene. You know, Mark talked about the live music capital of the world, but the art is there. It's got a vibrant art scene as well, with galleries and theaters, It's got the thriving tech industry. So it's a tech hub. It's an entrepreneurial hub. I would also say I was outside a lot there because of the weather, lots of outdoor activities and, you know, plays in the park and green spaces. And then I also felt like it was one of the most diverse communities too. I don't know how you feel about that, Mark, but I felt like there was just huge diversity, right?
Yes, very much so.
And then the food and the drink scene, and then of course that unique lifestyle, you know, keep Austin weird. So I've traveled a lot, which is, it's why I would like to, I keep telling my husband, if we end up there again, I'm staying, so you can move wherever you want, but I'm staying in Austin because I've been there twice and I don't want to leave if I go back there again. Have you been? Well, you've been, Adrian, right? Because you came down for the consensus last year, right?
Yeah. So I used to live in Round Rock, which is about an hour drive of Austin. So I lived in that surrounding area for about 6 months.
Yeah. That's home of Michael Dell, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Round Rock. Yeah.
Yep.
That's right. And my husband works for Oracle. So Oracle is now headquartered there. I think they're still headquartered there. Is that right, Mark? Oracle's there.
Yes.
Tesla's there. Dell's there. AMD. I didn't realize that AMD was, AMD.
Yeah, Lisa's here. And she's part of our community. She, we actually gave her, we were lucky to give her the award for, you know, incredible leadership for the Asian community. But yeah, so AMD is a huge presence here in Austin.
Yeah, I was lucky enough to get to chat with her at Southwest Southwest. If you guys don't know, Lisa is the CEO of AMD. Huge turnaround of that company as well.
Exactly.
Huge. Oh, that's something else we could do. We could do companies headquartered in Austin. We could give away if you work for AMD, give away a badge for that. We should talk to.
Yes. Let's talk separately. Yeah. Sandy, let's, you and I need to talk with Sandy. With Lisa about some ideas that we have for AMD.
Yeah, that would be awesome. Okay, great. Yeah. And if you guys on here on the call have some ideas for us too, for cities, you know, raise your hand. And, you know, as we start to close out, we'll take a couple of questions for the audience too. So if you guys have questions, you know, just raise your hand and we'll call on you as we go along.
Perfect. And as we start to wrap things up here, a question to both Sandy and Mark, what excites you the most about the future of Web3 domain adoption?
So I'll, you want me to start, Mark, or do you want to go?
Please go. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So I think there's a couple of things that I love. One is the, the sense of community that this whole space generates. I really believe the community is the project. The project is the community. I just think that makes so much sense. And it takes that customer obsession, you know, to a whole another area. The other thing I think the future of Web3 domain adoption holds in it is this innovation and content ownership and creation. It really empowers content creators, which I think is great for Austin with the, you know, hub of music, hub of art, hub of tech. All of those are builders and creators, and it helps them, gives them mechanisms for copyright control, for ways to do direct monetization. I don't know if I was telling you guys or not, but I met a woman who had won an Emmy for her album, and you would think she would have made tons of money, and she didn't until her contract ran out on the album, and she started taking each of the tracks of her music and creating NFTs. And she was telling me she actually made more money selling that than she did from the album, which is disappointing and surprising all at the same time. I think the other thing that the future could hold for this Web3 identity is to expand access and reduce inequality too. I think Web3 domains can play a pivotal role in democratizing access to information and e-commerce and online services, expanding that use of the internet, not to be controlled by a set of, you know, entities or companies. I think it can really, take that to the next level. And then I just love the ease of the, you know, transactions and the payments as well. So that would be some of the things that I think the future holds. enhanced security, but seamless transactions, empowerment of content creators, expanded community. I think the whole future here is exciting, but also transformative for the internet as we know it today.
Yeah, Sandy, I don't know how to follow that. I guess I would say that, Web3 provides such an incredible construct for personality and presence and ownership and assets and just magic, right? So it's really about how do we make that accessible and fluid and celebratory? So in other words, people can do it and enjoy it and just it's real and it's powerful and it's magical, but it's just so easy to do, right? And I think we're right on the edge of that. And I think, Sandy, you particularly, but others like you in the Web3 space are creating magic for the future of humanity. So I'm grateful for the chance to work with you.
Awesome. And I feel the same way. We didn't ask about the partnership, but I have to tell you, partnering with Mark has been incredible. He is a risk taker. He's an innovator. He sees above and beyond. So it was such a pleasure to partner with you on this initiative. I couldn't imagine doing it with anybody else. So thank you for your partnership, Mark, you directly, but also from the greater Austin Asian Chamber of Commerce as well. Okay. Do we have any other questions or anything, Adrian?
I believe that's it. I guess we can move on to the final thoughts. Sandy and Mark, which final thoughts would you like to leave our listeners with?
I'll let you start, Mark.
Sandy, I want to get a bottle of tequila, whiskey, and vodka in a room, in a private room in Austin during the night market, with a collection of, like, let's say 5 to 9 amazing minds, and let's continue this conversation.
Ooh, I love that. That's great. Hey, I just learned how to do this, so let me do this. That's pretty cool, right?
Sounds like fun.
That it is does. Cool. It sounds like great fun. I love that. Yeah, I mean, I'm hoping, this is what I would like to do. I would like for Austin to be, I guess I should say, continue to be the shining example of how an innovative city moves to that next generation of the internet. So I hope that we just keep innovating, and other cities just keep going, I want to do that. I want to copy Austin. I want to be like them. I want to do that. Just like I heard it, South by Southwest and beyond. That's what I envision us doing. And probably that meeting in that room will help that, Mark, for sure.
Exactly. Let's have that conversation. Let's get it started.
Yeah, you got it. Let's get it started. Just where we started with the Black Eyed Peas. Let's get it started.
Black Eyed Peas,
yeah,
exactly.
Let's do it. Awesome.
It feels right.
Any questions that you guys have before we close out? Anybody in the audience have any questions for us?
It looks like 135 is requesting.
Oh, good.
I'll invite him up.
Okay. Yeah. That sounds great.
There we go. Okay. He should be up here. 135, which question do you have for us?
Yeah, I just sent Sandy a message, but basically, I think it'd be really cool if you can get a badge for volunteering or having a Tesla or something, and even solar panels, just rewarding people for doing amazing things like that and helping the
community. Oh, yes, great
idea.
Great idea. Yes.
Love that. Yeah, volunteering or solar panels. Yeah, I love that. Different causes. That's a great idea. And look at, I don't know if you can see him, but he's got 135.Austin.
Love it.
Thank you.
Yeah, but no, that's great, because there are those global causes that we should be not buying into is the wrong word, but we should be diving into, right? So whether it's climate change or other issues that we could all collect and engage around. Beautiful idea.
Yay.
Perfect.
Awesome. You know what we're going to do for you? 135. I'm going to give you a free .Austin domain. So ping me, hit me up on what you want. And if I can do it, No single digits, but if you hit me up with something else, I will, I'll give you a dot Austin. Okay. So just DM me. Awesome. Any other questions you guys have or suggestions?
It looks like that's it for now. Feel free to DM the main Unstoppable account too if you have any questions. But yeah, thank you everybody for tuning in this afternoon or evening or morning, wherever you're at. Thank you, Mark, for attending. Thank you, Sandy, for speaking. And yeah, we'll catch you next time.
Okay, sounds great. Thank you. Thanks, Mark. And thanks to all of our whales who joined us as well. We really appreciate that. Thank you, guys.